This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Trucker-led protest against coronavirus vaccine mandates that began in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, and spread to the U.S.-Canadian border are leading to copycat protests in Europe and elsewhere in the world. Canadian police began early Saturday to clear the protesters who were blocking the Ambassador Bridge. It's a key connector between the two countries. Media reports said the standoff eased as police persuaded protesters to move their trucks. However, more protesters arrived, gathering a few blocks away and controlling the road to the bridge. As night neared, traffic had not resumed on the Ambassador Bridge. Windsor police said in a tweet that no one had been arrested. Truckers are demanding an end to Canada's coronavirus restrictions. They started their Freedom Convoy protests that eventually blocked the bridge between the Midwestern U.S. city of Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, in Canada. Protests also blocked other key passageways between the two countries. The closure disrupted the North American auto industry. Police said they began to enforce the order after a judge granted an injunction to end the blockade on Friday, after the Canadian province of Ontario declared an emergency. The protests have sparked Freedom Convoy demonstrations in France, Australia, and New Zealand. In Paris on Saturday, the Freedom Convoy protesters in vehicles held up traffic around the Arc de Triomphe in defiance of an order not to enter the city to demonstrate. Police said they stopped 500 vehicles and issued 300 tickets. Police used tear gas to break up a small crowd of protesters on the Champs-Élysées. There were also protests in the New Zealand capital of Wellington and Canberra in Australia. VOA News.